USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The battle continues in Ukraine as they've rejected demands from Russia to surrender Mariupol as the humanitarian crisis continues to unfold in that port city where over 300,000 people are believed to be trapped. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
As the Senate hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson begin, a majority of Americans believe she should be confirmed as an associate justice on the Supreme Court. A Monmouth University poll found that 55% of respondents said Jackson should be confirmed, just 21% said she should not be confirmed, and 24% had no opinion. More than two-thirds of respondents said it's important for the Supreme Court to reflect the country's racial, ethnic, and gender composition. Amid a growing COVID-19 surge overseas, there are renewed concerns among health officials in the U.S. that the spread of the highly transmissible subvariant BA2 could cause the country to face yet another vital resurgence. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said she too anticipates there could be an increase in new virus cases in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like one of our Supreme Court justices will be spending some time in the hospital.
Justice Clarence Thomas is in the hospital with flu-like symptoms. The Supreme Court issuing a release saying he was admitted to a D.C. area hospital Friday evening. He has been diagnosed with an infection and is being treated with antibiotics. The statement added he's resting comfortably and is expected to be released in the next couple of days. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three fires that ignited in central Texas last night joined the four already burning thousands of acres of land and forcing hundreds of people out of their homes. The Texas A&M Forest Service said the Eastland Complex Fire in Eastland County was made up now of seven blazes. Altogether, the complex fire is burning over 55,000 acres. The largest blaze in the complex is called the Kid Fire, which is burning 42,000 plus acres and is only 40% contained. If you're into daytime television, The Maury Povich Show is the latest daytime talker to announce it's stopping production in 2022.
In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
Maury Povich is ending his run and retiring after 31 seasons of hosting the show. Povich's exit comes as NBC Universal also ends another first-run syndicated series, Judge Jerry, hosted by Jerry Springer, after just three seasons. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.